every one of us committed to getting this work done, and that's why we're looking for a meeting in at least in the next 2 weeks. We don't get money often for this type of work. You know, it's climate action. There's an opportunity here to take the danger away.
Well, officials have told you that there is a shortage of staff, particularly in the engineering section, and at this point in time, they do not have the capacity to deliver projects such as this. You told officials at that meeting that that's an excuse that you're not prepared to accept?
Very much so. We're something like 1,200 staff employed in Donegal County Council. Like, I just don't accept. This has gone on, this excuse, and I want to use that word now, and probably I did use it, but this has gone on over a year and a half, 2 years. We knew this vacancy was occurring out there, taking them nearly 6 months, a year to find a replacement. It's just simply not acceptable. In the meantime, they could have seconded some of the staff, some Lifford, up to do this, bearing in mind there is funding there to do it. Like, they should have found a way to do it. And it's a management issue. It's not a staffing issue. It's a management issue, and it should have been dealt with. And it starts locally, local management. And if they can't deal with it, they should report it back to us, and then we could take it up. As you well know, we're not afraid to speak up, any of my colleagues, when it comes to Lifford. But, you know, unless it's, they exhaust the avenues themselves, the staffing, to bring it up to us, and just simply not good enough. And I believe it still can be done, but all of the councillors are the one on this now. We have met the group, and I don't accept an excuse. It's hard enough to get money into the county, but we can't be wasting it.